bankruptcy four times. Trump, Trump. His hair looks like a nest of birds. His face is as orange as his hair. He thinks climate change isn't real, and he thinks China invented it. He speaks out against immigrants. His Twitter's like a parody account. Trump, 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 Trump. Conferences. Trump, Trump has flame wars with many celebrities. Trump, Trump gave Twilight actors dating advice. Even though he's been married three times, thinks vaccines link to autism and light bulbs cause cancer. He called Rosie O'Donnell fat. He says he's taking down ISIS. He thinks he can run the entire country, but they won't let him run his casinos. Trump, 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 he's rich, you're fired, Trump, Trumpity Trump, Trump!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
That was. The video is awesome, too. We'll make sure we post that on the podcast page.
Yeah, you should definitely do that. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPP-LP-FM. We are broadcasting right now on Live 365. Soon you'll be able to find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM, adding local color to your airwaves. And today we are talking about Trump, 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 Trumpity Trump. Mm-hmm. He is such a joke. I can't not laugh at this guy.
Yeah, some days I just don't want to hear about him, but when everything I hear every day, I'm very entertained.
It is very hard not to be. He is such an interesting color, and he's so funny to look at with his, you know, weird corn hair.
You'd think he would do his hair different, you know, since he's a billionaire.
That would require for him to have enough hair to do that with. Other than getting a rug, I mean, he's got to do the comb over thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is a hilarious video. You can find that at kpppfm.com, along with our last show, which was about ball busting.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Definitely. That just aired tonight.
We were talking about what needs to be done in this country to hold men accountable, mm-hmm, for their male privilege and ending rape culture, because we have a very strong culture of rape and women hating, and it's translating into our politics and our policy. Trump is one of those dudes. He doesn't have a good track record with the ladies.
No, he doesn't.
Ivana, his last wife, mm-hmm, accused him of marital rape.
Yes, and he said that didn't exist.
Through his lawyer, he did. He said it did not exist. This is the dude that is running for the candidacy of the Republican Party in the United States of America in 2015.
Yeah.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, it is 2015.
That's right.
It is August. And we are talking about a real candidate for president, Donald Trump. It is not a joke. It is not a parody. It is real, horrifyingly so. And before we get to this joke of a man that is running for the presidency, I want to mention something that really should be in the news constantly, other than Trump.
Yes.
Something much more important than Trump and his racist, backwards, mm-hmm, homophobic, anti-immigrant attitudes. And that is the Black Lives Matter movement and the latest death of Mansoor Bal Bey. That was his name. He was a teenager. He was shot 7 times. He is still alive. He has a bullet lodged in his body still.
Wow.
And the city of St. Louis has again erupted into violence. Overnight, there was rioting, there was burning cars. The news is not going to tell you the full story. Go on social media, follow the hashtag on Twitter, follow people like Sean King who are reporting, mm-hmm, DeRay Markison, people like that on Twitter, and look on Facebook to see what the latest updates are. Or you can go on kpppfm.com. You can find also our updates from the People's Press Project on Facebook.
Yes.
And of course, we always want to hear what folks have to say about our shows. What comments do you have? We appreciate them very much. We will read them on the air or share them if you leave us a message.
That's right. If you call 701-566-0917, you can leave a voicemail for us, mm-hmm. and we may play it on the air. You just tell us who you are and where you're living, where you're from. You can also tweet us at @media_PPP, or you can email us, Cindy@kppfm.com or Duke@kppfm.com.
And to start us off on the topic of Trump, we're going to start with the quote of the day. This is from Professor Rodolfo Acuña, who is the author of the book that was being banned by Arizona in the Tucson Unified School District.
Oh, yes, yes.
Where they were outlawing ethnic studies, Mexican Chicano studies. And this is the name of the book he wrote, Occupied America. That ban was recently lifted. And the laws there are being found in part unconstitutional because they have specifically targeted a race of people,
That's
Mexicans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Professor Acuña is a former professor of Cal State Northridge University in California. And this is the quote I found of his, which just tickled me. Of course, it has a lot to do with the Mexican sentiment. And since I am a Mexican, I will be speaking to how Mexicans feel about Trump.
Yes.
And this is what he said. Why waste so much time on Trump? Just ask for an apology from his parents for having fornicated and produced him. In my day, he would have just been an idiota, or we would have just gave him the señal de la cruz and he's dead to us. The señal de la cruz, by the way, is the sign of God. Go with God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him. Send him on his way.
Send him on his way. Oh, that's really good advice.
Never look at him again. Never think about him again.
That's right.
But, you know, we do have to think about him because he's running on a loop on every major network.
Yeah.
He seems to be the darling of the Republican Party.
And the darling of the media.
And the darling of the media.
And the comedians, everything, you know, just.
Yeah. I mean, well, he is quite entertaining. He's very much a joke, but it's almost like we're watching the racist ego of America on steroids, as a personified by Donald Trump. And then,
yeah.
And that's what we're watching on the news.
Yes.
Because every time he opens his mouth, it feels like, you know, one of those horror movies is like,
mm-hmm.
wow,
yeah.
All this crap coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine like cockroaches and bugs crawling out of his mouth
that's
and
right.
like eerie movie, like,
uh-huh.
You know, the souls of the damned
that's
in
right.
hell crying out.
Exactly.
This is what this man evokes. And, I mean, that's why we have to talk about what he says, because there is, unfortunately, a large portion of the population that has no clue whether or not this guy is serious, whether or not what he's saying is true. A lot of the things he says are made up. I mean, this guy can't even get his story straight. He'll say something and then people are hammering him for what he says. And then he'll say, I never said that.
That's
right. Not what I said.
That's right.
Remember the thing he said about McCain? He's like, he's not a war hero. And then he's like, I didn't say that. Of course he's a war hero. It's
That's
like,
right.
What are you, schizophrenic?
I know.
Did
if
you
in fact,
you
listen
head?
To what I said in the beginning of the sentence, at the end of the sentence doesn't make any sense. If you take the end of the sentence, you have to have the beginning of the sentence too.
Yeah, no. Oh my God. You're such a loser.
I know.
It's all this. He sounds like he's just like a babbling moron. That's
yeah.
what he sounds like to me. But, you know, the things that he says, he disavows the next minute after he says them. So, or he says just crazy, you know, insane things that have no factual basis whatsoever. It's very hard to discern what's real, what's not, what's serious. And I'm going to break some of that stuff down.
That's right.
I'm going to give you some information, some
Definitely.
Real information. Even our local media is passing off the things that Donald Trump says as fact and talking about them as if they were facts.
That's right. And I remember once you quoted a study that studied Fox News and it said people that don't watch that news station are actually better informed than if they watch the station.
About the news.
About
They're better
the news.
Informed about the news if they don't watch anything,
that's right. So
then if they watch Fox News,
so you know Trump is in the media so much, it's something we need to pay attention to. But also, it's
yes,
like
it's going to cause a massive brain injury
right.
to the country.
Exactly.
This is making all of you stupider. I mean, ha ha ha! Until how many neurons of your brains are dead?
That's right. They
you
don't
know,
go
it's
back.
All fun and games until somebody loses 10,000 neurons.
That's right.
And I have an exciting announcement to make, Duke.
Oh, good. What is that?
Well, we are going to start doing a weekly show for Latinos.
Great.
For in Spanish. If you speak Spanish and, you know, you're not Latino, it's also for you. I mean, it's going to be a great show. We're going to be talking about a lot of topics that may not end up on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Topics that affect the Latino community, that the Latino community is talking about. And it's going to be called Sabor Latino. So you can expect to hear that every Sunday night at 6 p.m.
Excellent.
That's when we'll be airing that show. And we're going to call it Sabor Latino because it's just going to give you a taste. It's mm-hmm. called Latino flavor, a taste of Latino.
Because nice.
They're going to give you a little taste. Mm-hmm. We hope that this and any other foreign language programming will end up on KPPP LPFN because we want to bring local color to your airwaves. And that means the robust and diverse community that we have around us sharing their music, their news, mm-hmm. their culture, their stories, right?
Exactly.
That's what we want to hear on this station.
Yes.
So share that with your friends. 6 p.m. Sabor Latino coming every Sunday.
Sundays at 6.
That's right. And we will be starting with the very same topic we're talking about on today's show, which is Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Yes, Donald Trump. And so we're going to talk a little bit about his immigration plan.
Okay.
If you think of any other crazy factoids about Trump, make sure you share them.
Yes.
There's a lot of them, you know, that we can bring up during the show. But with regard to his crazy, I mean, it is super just off the wheels crazy, this proposal. Why? For one, it's not possible. It's not something that can be done. It would cost, who knows? There's no way to calculate how insane the costs would be.
That's right. But he said he's going to make Mexico pay for it. I remember that in one of his earlier
speeches. He can't do that
either.
He's going
to build
crazy.
A wall and make Mexico pay for it. You just watch me, you know, and it's like, great.
No. This guy, he is on some kind of drugs. You know what I think that comb over is hiding is the lobotomy that they did on him because he really doesn't have any way of, he hasn't even proven how he could possibly pull this off, what he's proposing. It's not possible.
Hey, he builds big buildings. He can build anything.
Yeah, in his dreams. The people that are building those big buildings is the Polish people that he exploits.
That's right.
The Mexicans that he exploits, many of whom are here undocumented. Yet he knows about the exploitation of Mexicans and why he wants to build the wall is because he's the one doing a lot of the exploiting. Him and many other people like him that employ, you know, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. They're the greatest exploiters out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are causing the most people, women, vulnerable women, to be raped in those industries in this country currently.
Yes.
They're the ones that are responsible for allowing those things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has the nerve to say that Mexicans are rapists, that they're criminals. And he didn't just say undocumented.
No.
He said Mexicans.
Yep. You can back up all
that
the way.
People that come here from Mexico or the people that Mexico sends as if they're Mexico's shooing people out the door.
Yeah.
No, it's the stupid policies, the racist policies, the warmongering policies, the imperialistic and capitalistic policies of this country in Mexico and Latin America, all throughout Latin America, that have caused the mass exodus of people. Policies like NAFTA that displaced over 1 million farm workers. Policies like the coup d'etat that our government helped to carry out in Honduras that caused that massive wave of those children coming across the border.
Mm-hmm.
Our country caused that. We break the plates and then we make other people clean them up.
That's right.
And that isn't fair. And that's what Donald Trump, his whole immigration policy is just hateful, evil ways of trying to suck the blood and the money and further exploit as much as possible all of the Mexican people and all of the people of color. Because you know what? It's not just Mexicans who come to this country undocumented. It's Canadians.
That's right.
It's people from all throughout South America, Central America, and it's all throughout Europe.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's white folks coming into this country. They're just not being vilified and criminalized.
Yeah, they're not being rounded up and stuck in detention centers and dying basically in the desert.
No, no, no. That's only being done to the Mexicans because everybody's a Mexican to people here.
Yeah.
People think everyone's a Mexican because that's the most hated group among Latinos. And so whenever they use this coded language, you know, Donald Trump thinks that there's Puerto Rican Mexicans, that there's Colombian Mexicans, that there's Peruvian Mexicans, that there's Guatemalan Mexicans, but he thinks they're all Mexicans.
That's right.
Because to a lot of people, Mexican is a bad word. It's equal to some kind of a racial slur. It's become a bad word because of the way Mexicans have been treated by this country.
That's right.
Because of the hate that has been directed at First Nations people that belong on this continent. You know how stupid Trump sounds when he says that they all have to go back to where they came from? We came from this continent.
That's right.
And half of this country was Mexico. And our ancestors were on this continent and living here and trading up and down the Mississippi Valley for centuries and thousands of years.
That's right.
Before anybody was even here, before any of Europeans ancestors were here.
Indigenous people were here for thousands of years. In fact, in not too far from here in Enderlin, there's an 800-year-old site that they found corn. And this corn comes from Mexico. The people were trading and living and expanding.
In Enderlin,
southern North Dakota.
So please, please, you sound so ignorant when you tell people whose ancestors, whose bones are littered across this continent, First Nations people, we are Mexican. And we're not going anywhere. If anybody needs to go back to where they came from, it would be Europeans.
That's
because
right.
We were already here. And you know what? These false borders, these man-made dictated borders, they can't stop. They shouldn't stop the God-given right of people to choose to live where they want to go and be where they want to be. Everybody should have that right.
That's right.
Animals should have that right. And yet we stop migrating animals. We kill migrating animals. We stop moving waters because of the arrogance of the white people of this country that are in power and think that they can control and rape the earth the same way they control and rape women. The rapists are the people. The rapists that rape indigenous people the most are white men.
And white men are raping the earth.
And white men are the ones that are mostly raping the earth and trying to own it. And they want to continue to turn our people into exploited slaves. That is the way that the United States has used Mexico. That's why Donald Trump refers to us in the way that he does, because he can proudly be racist and he knows a lot of Americans are proudly racist like him.
That's right.
Not just Republicans and tea baggers, but conservatives, white, moderate conservatives alike.
And a lot of uneducated people.
Right.
A lot of white people that aren't educated think Trump is saying things that make sense.
Yeah, we talked about this in one of the other shows that we did about, you know, kill him with kindness.
Yeah.
The Minnesota, North Dakota fake nice.
That's right.
The way that you talk about how you're the progressive that cares about Black Lives Matter, but you wouldn't ever contradict one of your friends that thinks that it's okay to worship police and police violence is justified as long as some grand jury said that they wouldn't indict.
That's right.
I mean, these are the kinds of things that make these kinds of conversations about Trump so difficult in this country? Why have we become the laughing stock of other countries? We have a literal clown running for the presidency. I mean, Mexico is a close second. Enrique Peña Nieto is certainly a joke.
Yeah.
But he's a puppet joke that is appointed by the United States government. They work in collusion with the cartels, HSBC Bank, laundered billions of dollars for the Mexican drug cartels. And they didn't get in trouble. They're not criminals. They're not rapists. They're not contributing to the deaths and disappearances and tortures and beheadings of nearly a quarter of a million people in Mexico over the last decade. Nah, they're white collar criminals. Mm-hmm. You see, they don't get it. They don't get anything except they don't get their bonuses
for
5 years deferred. And they
and they still get to continue to collect.
You know who the real criminals are? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's who the real criminals are. The guys that get to rape their wives and say through their attorneys that the guys that contribute to the rape of poor women of color and the exploitation of immigrants, like this guy, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that we're the rapists. How about the guy, Jared? Remember that guy from the Subway commercials?
Oh, yeah, the guy lost all that weight.
Right.
Eating Subway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he was working it off by raping kids, too.
Yeah.
He was accused of raping children.
Wow.
He got a punishment of about $100,000 for each rape victim that he has to pay.
Wow.
To each rape victim. That's pretty cheap.
Well, how many women did he rape? How many children did
these were
rape?
All children.
Wow, all kids. Wow.
All kids, yeah. And he gets about 5 years in jail total. He'll get about 5 years in jail total.
Wow.
Do you know how many black people are going to be in jail forever, for life, for having pot, for possessing a drug, for a nonviolent crime?
Yeah.
This rapist rapes a number of children, and creates child pornography as part of some kind of weird pornography group ring operating through his nonprofit that's supposed to be for kids.
Oh my God. I did not know that. That's
right.
Horrible.
Right. These snakes like Trump are usually the most perverted, sick, disgusting hypocrites out there. That's what's right underneath the toupe.
Yes.
That's what's hiding underneath the Duggar 19 and adding or whatever the heck that procreation.
Same deal there, yes.
Sister Mormon, whatever the heck that is.
Mm-hmm.
These people like to point fingers.
That's right.
But the truth is, what they're hiding is way more sinister.
Mm-hmm.
And the people they're accusing are usually innocent people.
Yes.
And that is entirely the case. If you believe in this rhetoric of Trump, then you have let yourself be, you've let yourself be sucked into your own racism, your own knee-jerk reaction. And it's presented to you in this cloak of, we're trying to protect our borders.
Yes, we're going to get our country back.
Right. And now he's talking about, he wants to take away birthright citizenship, which has been in the Constitution, in the 14th Amendment, since they gave the right to slaves to become citizens.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, all black people born in this country would never have had the right to citizenship in perpetuity, because obviously their parents were brought here as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't born here.
That's right.
But we were born on this continent. We were born here.
Yes.
And yet, people have tried to say that we should go back to where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is so disturbing about Trump.
And the people that believe that. I hear people say that all the time. They have such a lack of knowledge of geography, of history, of race, of racism.
Mm-hmm. And this whole thing about stopping birthright citizenship, it isn't going to do anything to stop illegal immigration into this country.
Yeah.
It isn't going to stop people from being undocumented. It isn't going to stop hunger. It isn't going to stop violence in the countries that were created, paid for,
mm-hmm.
and weaponized by these United States of America. It is only going to further victimize and punish and torture more and more people that are caught in this dragnet of hate that he is touting in his immigration plan.
And, you know, the whole idea of amending.
But people are taking this thing seriously. Well,
they're stupid, because it's like, to amend the Constitution, you have to have Congress ratify that, and then you have to give it to the states, and the states can have up to 10 years before they ratify.
It would never happen.
Change.
See, this is the truth. Trump's plan is, we're going to build the wall, and then we are going to put a moat around it, and then we're going to make them stand on their heads, pay back taxes. They have to speak English and Chinese, and we want them to, you know, sell us their firstborn child.
That's right.
They have to prove that they can go to college. You know, he's making an impossible list because he knows that racists will love it.
That's right.
You know, the hardcore racists that make it, you know, want it to make it so that we're just worms unworthy of being here, and they can spit on every Mexican they see. They're going to, oh, yes, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everyone else will go, okay, well, we got a plan. At least we can work with that. We can start. We have a plan now.
Yeah.
This isn't a plan. This is a joke. This is an impossible to do joke.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to meet the bar. What he's saying is, my immigration reform plan, I know what to do about immigration.
Yeah.
I'm going to torture people.
That's
I'm going
right.
to screw with people. I'm going to co-kick the people that are down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to do. And he's sick and disgusting. And I want to remind Donald Trump that for the first time in this country's history, Mexican children, Latino children, are the ones that are outnumbering
white
children.
Babies, yes.
Yeah. We are outnumbering the births in this country.
That's right.
And you can't stop that. You know why? Because God blesses the womb,
mm-hmm.
whom he will.
Yeah.
And he blesses it abundantly. And thank you. Thanks to the will of our Creator, which is above the will of any of these racist policies, any of these borders,
mm-hmm.
and any of these broken treaties, the First Nations people that have been here for thousands and thousands of years will continue their duty to the earth, their duty to tradition, and to remaining honorable to their word, to the Creator and to the created,
yes.
to the creation, and to our Mother Earth, to our Mother Tonantzin. That is what the Mexicans are about. We're going to talk more about this, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the funny things about how people have trounced Trump. They've pinata of him. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make one of these
yes,
things.
We have to get on that right away.
We're going
to
do that. And we're going to, for the Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
We're going to bash some Trump.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be awesome.
Some Trump bashing.
I can't even imagine what we're going to fill it with. We have to get creative.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I was thinking of something, but I can't say it on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I know he's full of it.
Okay, but we can't put that in there because we have to put something in there that the kids can play with.
All right.
Maybe some plastic ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll have to look. We'll have to find some of those. There has also been a butt plug.
Oh, yeah.
A butt plug of Trump that was... this is created by a Mexican artist.
Wow.
You can get it online for like $22. So anybody that you know and love, especially maybe some homophobic person that also hates immigrants, this would be the perfect stocking stuffer. Tell you.
Oh, boy.
Christmas is right around the corner, so we'll put the link up on our website so you can check that out.
Okay.
Why don't you play some of the candidates, the songs and the responses to Trump that were on late night TV. I just want people to hear these because I thought these two were hilarious. The first one I think we have is Guillermo on Jimmy Kimmel.
I think they're the opposite. That's
oh, the maybe one. It's Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth Meyers.
And then on Seth Meyers, they had the band there created a song for his campaign because, who is it, Neil Young? He's been using his song.
Yeah, Neil Young, that was a song he used when he announced his candidacy. So and Neil Young said, no, don't use my song. You can't use my song.
Yeah, he told them, don't do that. So online somewhere, they had a list of different songs that...
You should choose.
Right. Well, Seth Meyers' band created a song for this candidate. And then after that, we'll have, right after, play the Guillermo clip from Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep, they'll go together. Here we go.
Here is the AG man with the song that we think is perfect for the Donald.
One, two, three, four. There's a man that you need to know. He's got his own reality show. If you're a dummy or a loser, he'll tell you so. He's gonna build a wall to keep out Mexico. His name is Donald. Donald Trump. And he doesn't give a he won't get put around by the Chinese. He's gonna bring ISIS to their knees. He doesn't say thank you, excuse me, or please. He's had multiple bankruptcies. His name is Donald. Donald Trump. And he doesn't give a he's got a sharp mind and business cunning. His total net worth is incredibly stunning. He looks kind of orange like he's always sunning. And it's just for attention. He's not really running. That's right, he's not really running. He's not really running. This is just for attention. And he's not really running. And it's working. 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 You can say he's a jerk, but his plan is working. His name is Donald. Donald Trump. And he doesn't give a Donald, 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 Donald Trump.
I think it's a really great job, you guys. It's a brilliant song. So, Donald, if you're watching, again, we'd love to talk to you. I think we'd have a very reasonable price for this song, and you could play it anytime you walk out anywhere.
Mexico sends many great things to America. Food, music, Salma Hayek, they sent us. Maybe best of all, extremely adorable security guards that work on talk shows. Without immigration from Mexico, we wouldn't have Guillermo. I'm very sorry about this, Guillermo.
It's okay, Jimmy.
I hate that you got dragged into this. And I understand you have something you want to say to Donald Trump right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this is a free country, so you go ahead and say whatever it is that you feel like saying, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Estimado señor Trump, tú me enfermas. Eres un hombre muy ridículo. Aparte de loco y... Eres muy malo. Tu terrible come over se mira como un chupacabra. Yo hablo por toda la gente mexicana cuando digo que puedes tomar tus insultos y metértelos por tu grande y estúpido. También estás despedido, bastardo. Gracias.
Possibly disagree with someone and still be a gentleman about it. And I think you proved that very nicely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't know how many people could understand what Guillermo was saying, but I found it hilarious.
Oh, did they use any cuss words at all in there?
I'm pretty sure that they did. I can't repeat them here.
I know. They did some, we'll post a video on the podcast, and they did some subtitling to that song.
Yes.
But I get a feeling that the English wasn't actually what he was saying in Spanish.
Yes, that's right. I asked about what cuss words I could use on Spanish radio, in Spanish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult because you can kind of get away with using cuss words on the radio since they're really... aren't very clear standards for, mm-hmm. for the Spanish language radio.
That's right.
In the United States. But I want this to be able to air.
Oh yeah, this can air. It was on television
for sure. So yeah. I'm gonna keep it clean.
That's right.
There's a lot of things I can say about Trump that don't require me cussing him out.
That's true.
And you know, this guy, he's a proud racist. They said, oh, you know, he's here, let me read you this quote. This is Mark Krikorian. He is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. And it calls for stricter immigration laws. He says he's no Trump Trump fan. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But he says he gives him credit for bringing immigration to the forefront in this campaign. I'm like, what?
Bringing immigration to the forefront. How about bringing the hatred of people to the forefront of this campaign?
Exactly. But here's a direct quote. Individually, as a citizen, I would not want this guy to be president, Krikorian said. I mean, look, he's a bloviating megalomaniac, but he has, in fact, made a significant contribution to the immigration debate. We are now debating policy issues that nobody wanted to or cared to talk about before. So that's all the good in my... that's all to the good, in my opinion. To the good?
To the good. Oh, boy.
What the hell is he talking about?
Oh yeah.
The only thing that I agreed with was bloviating megalomaniac.
Yeah.
Everything else was like, what are you talking about? Jan Brewer has been talking about immigration. That lady was making stuff up. Remember her?
Yes, definitely.
That crazy
Arizona
thing she said about how people were being decapitated in the desert, and she couldn't back it up. She just makes stuff up.
That's right.
That's the same thing Trump is doing. Mm-hmm. And these people are not even being original. There was a book that I had somewhere and where it talks about when the colonels of immigration policy, he was like Colonel something.
Oh.
It's on that article that I wrote about the policy, the racist history of immigration policy.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it was a link in one of our prior radio shows that we did on immigration policy and the racist history of immigration policy.
Okay.
You can find all of that on KPPPLP.FM.
You just click on the podcast tab and you'll have all the shows we've recorded.
Yeah, and you can share them with your friends, comment right on there. And you can also call us on the telephone and leave us a message if you would like.
You can call 701-566-0917. Give us your name, where you live, and leave a short message, a couple minutes, and we may use it and air it on the air. You can tweet us at @media_PPP, email us Cindy@kpppfm.com or Duke@kpppfm.com.
And the other things that Trump is the topic of our show today, Trump, he's trying to get people to buy into is this idea that he wants to have E-Verify, that broken program that was checking people's social security numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And a majority of the people who were being targeted by this E-Verify program were people of color, incidentally. Thousands of people were thrown out of their jobs, unfairly targeted, fired and replaced with white workers. Okay. In the past 5 to 7 years, I've been seeing it happen, talking about it, writing about it even. Remember how many people were fired from the Chili's franchises in Minneapolis? And then there was this giant company that does cleaning of buildings and janitorial stuff. And they just summarily fired thousands of people who were protesting in the streets. I think that SEIU was leading those protests, the workers union, because you know why? Because most of those people had verification that they were here legally and they did have valid social security numbers.
Oh, I don't know what's going on there.
Are you going to sing us a song there, dude?
Well, I thought it'd be a good time, but you know, I'm just messing up here. There we go. Got rid of that.
So what was really being done was that they were just kicking all these people out of their jobs. And it was terrible because most of them were never given an opportunity to prove that the E-Verify system, which in many cases, if somebody who was logging the information in to do the query.
Yeah.
Missed one number. Well, of course it would come back that there was not a match. And that was enough. The entry points, the person entering the information having a human error was enough to get someone fired from their jobs. But none of these cases of error and how poorly this system works and how it's unfairly targeting people of color and having them lose their jobs is something that people like Donald Trump care about.
Yeah.
He wants, and nobody wants the system because it's so broken anyway.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to have to do it either.
And you're going to see with this.
This add cost to businesses.
Yeah.
And these guys, this guy wants to pretend that he's going to require this in all 50 states when it ain't going to happen like that.
No, and you're going to hear more as he touts this immigration reform paper, six-page battle plan, you know, when tripling the number of border officers and, you know, deporting people who overstay their visas. There's going to be technical aspects of how you even do that. So I can see this whole idea of these RFID tag or this, you know, implantation into people to track them, this sort of Big Brother information technology thing. He'll probably be proposing stuff like that because people are going to ask him, how are you going to do this stuff? And he's going to make up all sorts of things like that.
It's just ridiculous. And like I said, most of the stuff that he says is a bunch of lies. He just makes it up out of whole cloth. There was a USA Today article that fact-checked him to see what he was saying and whether or not it was true and how much of it was true. And we'll have that on our website so people can check it out.
Okay.
And he is talking about this birthright citizenship as being the biggest magnet for illegal immigration. That's why he wants to do away with it. We were just talking about it earlier. And according to the research that USA Today looked at, the research contradicts what he said.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. The economic opportunities are the biggest draw that make people come here. It's they want to eat. Duh.
Exactly.
What a Moranis. How does he not figure this out?
Mm-hmm.
So what he's trying to do is just really target this group of people unfairly. And what he's saying is all Mexicans, right from the beginning, he said all Mexicans. So he wants people like me to be unfairly targeted by racism. And there was a report today. Didn't you say there was a report today of a hate crime committed against a Mexican person?
Yes, a homeless Mexican man was beaten by two white men and they were
saying that Trump was right.
Yeah, they said Trump's right. We should deport all the Mexicans.
So a homeless Mexican man who may or may not be here undocumented, my guess is if he's here homeless, he's probably been here for a while.
Yeah.
But my point is that this guy has, these guys are saying that their hatred for Mexicans is what is fueling them kicking a human being that is homeless in the street.
Yeah.
How disgusting is that,
dude? It's very disgusting. It's like, I can't believe it, you know, but at the same time, it's like this stuff's coming out all the time. And like I said earlier, people are stupid. They're listening to these things and they're internalizing them. And then they're acting based on their own hate and their own ignorance.
Yeah, if you're repeating any of these ridiculous claims, you are fueling that same kind of hate.
Yeah.
And the blood of people that become injured or that become killed as a result is on your hands as well. You think about that.
Okay, definitely.
Because that is exactly what this man is doing. He is the one exploiting people. He is the one hurting people. And then he is turning around and harming the images of hardworking, innocent people that come here. And it's disgusting to me. He claimed that taxpayers have to pay hundreds of billions of dollars in healthcare, education, welfare, and more for illegal immigrants that come from Mexico. But the Congressional Budget Office of the United States federal government found that the net financial impact of illegal immigration on state and local budgets was most likely modest, quote unquote.
Wow.
And you know what? For the federal government, there's an actual net profit. The states are the ones that can arguably be said to have some negative financial impact, but it's very negligible, as the CBO has stated. What really happens here, what Trump is talking about is that there's a bunch of people that he considers are receiving benefits that they shouldn't be receiving. But what he's talking about is those benefits being received by citizen-born, American citizen children born in this country to illegal immigrants. And he's using, arguably, according to USA Today, he's using this information from a FAIR, F-A-I-R.
Oh, no wonder.
That conservative,
yes,
racist group that was tied to one of the Tanton organizations. Mm-hmm. That,
yeah, they're definitely a white supremacist organization in there.
Right. But anyway, they're guessing that the information he gathered was from that report. But their information was them calculating what services and benefits and stuff was going to educating and feeding and housing and all these stuff. Children who are citizens of this country.
Yeah.
But he is, in his argument, and in the argument of FAIR, they shouldn't be, because they're born to undocumented immigrants, and therefore the cost and all of that that comes out of their needs is a cost to the taxpayers.
Yeah, that's another.
And that's an arguable thing, too, because, again, the net benefit is in the federal government, and it is to the tune of billions of dollars.
It's such a ruse. You know, this whole economic debate, when they always focus on that, when anybody who buys anything is paying taxes. Anybody who lives anywhere is paying taxes. There's state taxes, there's federal taxes on everything. And in fact, it's not proportionate. It's actually more of your money goes into those things than if you're a rich person. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of argument about that is, again, it's ignorance, is that all people are paying taxes. I met people that say, I'm not a taxpayer. And I said, do you live anywhere? Do you pay for rent? Do you buy any food? Do you buy any clothes? Well, in Minnesota, that's exempt, but not in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. You buy gas, you know, and it's like you're paying taxes. You're a taxpayer.
Of course. And you know, $12 billion are paid per year by illegal immigrants in this country that go into the federal coffers for Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
People that are working in this country, undocumented, they still get the taxes taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's money they never get back either.
That's right.
That helps to pay for Social Security, for the dwindling Social Security that we keep hearing about
that is
going away. And nobody talks about these things, least of all an exploiter like Trump.
Like Trump, yeah.
He also tries to criminalize Mexicans. He said that the incarcerated alien population was responsible for 3 million arrests. Okay, here's the real breakdown. First of all, an arrest does not a conviction make. It does not a prosecution make.
That's right.
The fact that racist police are stopping and frisking and picking up and profiling people of color and arresting them, whether or not they even charge them of anything later, does not mean that they are criminals. It means they were arrested for something. Lots of people get arrested. Cornel West just got arrested.
That's right.
Clergy get arrested. Activists get arrested. Lots of people get arrested and don't get charged with nothing.
Exactly.
And the report, the 2011 report that he was using, cites that 1.7 million arrests, including some that didn't result in convictions or even prosecutions. And then this figure actually is from a conservative blog post, where they're calling criminal aliens. And criminal alien is defined as non-citizens who have been convicted of crimes while in this country legally or illegally. So that includes all the people that have been convicted of crimes while they're here legally also.
And it's pretty vague. Crimes.
And it's lumped together. Yeah. Wait, there's more, because one of the crimes is crossing the border.
Oh.
Coming into the country has now been made into a crime, right? Whereas before it wasn't crime.
It's punishable by Trump.
Punishable by Trump. It doesn't, you know, and it implies, what this seeks to imply is what Trump has always implied. All Latinos, all Mexicans.
Yeah.
Are criminals, are rapists. This casual claim that 3 million criminal blah, blah, blah are sitting in our jails, blah, blah, blah. No. this implication is that those living here, both legally and illegally, are more likely to commit crimes than U.S. citizens. And that is a flat out lie. That is a lie straight out of hell.
Wow.
And he is bearing false witness against these innocent people, because the truth is the opposite. Mm-hmm. People that are immigrants in this country are far less likely to commit crimes than the native population. The native population is more criminal. It takes at least a generation of those people being here before they start to reach the level of criminality of those native populations that are here. But the report doesn't go into that. So it doesn't even compare.
Doesn't compare at all.
The crime rates committed by immigrants and committed by U.S. citizens. So what is Trump talking about? He's conflating these populations. Yeah. He's mixing them all together. Mm-hmm. He's putting people that are here committing crimes legally and, you know, under status that is legal and under an illegal status. So he's putting people that are here that have documentation that are here legally into the mix. It's just a big mess. All of the things that come out of this man's mouth are lies, and they're lies directed at Mexican people. And he has to remember, the Latino people, all of us are angry. It's not just the Mexicans. It's the Colombians. It's the Argentinians. Mm-hmm. It's the Chileans. It's the Peruvians, the Ecuadorians, the Dominicans, the Puerto Ricans. You know, it's all of Central, South America and Mexico that you insult when you attack Latinos. Even the European Latinos are angry at you.
Yeah.
And all of you who worship Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to play that song from Becky G. She wrote a song responding to Donald Trump that really shows both our, you know, Mexican pride, our pride in our raíces, our roots,
mm-hmm.
our people, our raza,
mm-hmm.
our First Nation, Nicantlaca, and also, you know, our anger at this kind of racism directed at us by racist bigots like Trump. Spin it.
Hard work. Double time, overtime, two jobs working till our heads hurt. But we ain't never late to pay the bills. Mother said always follow your heart, make sure to keep your head above the water. And I promised her I always will. I see 50 Latinos, 50 Latinas. That's my crib on a weekend. That's mi familia. Talking in Spanglish and Espanol. I'm just here to let you know. If you don't know, now you know.
Wow.
I love it.
That was good.
You know who I really want to hear from? I'm sick of hearing from all of these bigoted, ignorant, racist white people in this country that love Trump. Most of them, unfortunately, are in the conservative or the teabagger parties. I want to hear from some Latino youth about what they want in a president, what they're looking for. Don't we have a clip, a segment, yay and nay?
Yes, we do. We matter of fact, we
Nemo
have
Nemo and Lizard.
Yes, we do. And they talk about their choices as Latinas, as Latino youth.
I want to hear about this.
All right. Well, let's play it.
This is Lizard and Nemo with Yay or Nay. Today I'm Nay. And Nemo is Yay. Today we're talking about what it takes to
represent us.
Yeah, I didn't forget the end of that sentence. Well, today I'm going to start out with Nay, and we're talking about people of color, queer, bisexual, people who are disabled in office. Why we want them to be part of Congress, you know, politicians, why we want them to represent us. But why it isn't working? Black president, dude. Why hasn't that helped us? Why hasn't this person of color who's in the highest and most powerful office in the, you know, the United States of America not changed everything? And why we still want it, and like why it's this dream, kind of. It's, for my opinion at least, it's because he's a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad because he's a person of color, he's a black man in the president's office, and we're like, yes, but at the same time, it didn't help. It's just more, you know, more like a trophy.
Yeah, one thing for sure, Congress did not make it easy for him.
Oh no, they want him out. They still do.
Right, and then right now their whole strategy is to make him look as terrible as possible so that
someone
like that is never...
They literally said everything he wants to happen, we will say no to. They literally said we will do everything to make sure he can't make any progress.
Right.
Congress has made the least amount of laws in his terms than they have ever.
Yeah, since like the last Do Nothing Congress, right?
Yes, it's horrifying. They want nothing to do with him. They want him to do literally nothing. They want to put him in office, have him smile and wave, make some black people, you know, cry some tears of joy, and then kick him out without him having accomplished anything. Obamacare was great, but it's still super depressing to see how little he has done and how little other people of color and women and...
Or rather, he hasn't been able to do, and the promises he promised to keep, especially for Latinos like us, or Mexicans, or however you identify out there.
He just swept that under the rug.
Yeah, he swept that under the rug.
It's sad. We see women in office, we see people of color in office, we see these supposedly role models fail us time and time again, and we're like, we still do it though, we still elect them, even though after they're elected, they just let us down. It's because to get where they are, they have to be sellouts.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And the thing about politics is that it corrupts you. And people have asked our parents they should run for office here or there or the other thing. And they go, nah, I am not about to lose my dignity.
Or my soul.
Or my soul.
It's sad, but it's true. We still want it, though. Like, if you see someone, like, if you see a brown, queer woman of color and some white guy who grew up in a rich family and you're going to elect one of them, which one would you elect?
Right. Personally, I would like to have the queer woman of color.
But you know that the second you elect her, and if she won, you'd be like, she's totally a sellout. There's no way she should have won.
Right. It's like one of those things. It's like, this is a freaking miracle. How did she get up there? I'm 100% okay with it, but I feel like there's a secret being kept from
me. Too good to be true, dude. Too good to be true. It always is.
It's too good to be true, exactly.
And that's why it's an A.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much an A. Now, the yay bit would be the wet dream of ours, where we actually have someone who's real with us, and even a white guy like Bernie Sanders, he's a bit of...
Hey, his parents survived the Holocaust, though.
That's true.
He's been through some Shazam.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, I have some beef with him here and there, but right now he's doing his best to listen to, for example, activists of Black Lives Matter. He's listening, and he said a little bit of stuff here, but he needs to keep talking. And he needs to keep it up. You don't
keep
stop.
Keep improving.
I mean, like, on the analogy of Mount Everest, I mean, he's only at, like, one of the points.
He's not even at the part where the dead bodies are frozen in the snow. He's not even close to that area.
Right. He needs to keep going. He needs to keep going until he reaches the
top. He's climbing a mountain. Many have tried to climb before. Many have failed. Many are literally frozen in the mountain.
Right. So, I hope that he gets the nomination, and we can see where he goes from there, and that he continues to hold himself accountable and consistent with his values.
He's on the path to becoming someone who can truly represent the disenfranchised and unforeseen people of America who are pushed aside and ignored.
Yeah, and considering where he's come from, like, you know, he represents a lot of white progressives. So considering that where he comes from is, like, I heard a statistic was 94% white, I hope that he gets in touch with more than just the really white cities that he's gone to.
Yeah, I'd like to see him, you know, go to some cities and some areas where it's mostly people of color, you know, mostly people who need him, because I've seen too many presidents and, you know, politicians go to areas where people don't need them. I mean, the whole point of becoming the president is to help those people who've been ignored, and people need you. Help them. If someone asks for help, help them. That's the most basic good thing you can do, and mostly just ignore people who need help and offer, like, handouts to people who absolutely do not need any assistance whatsoever. Extremely rich people.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we hope it's mostly the system, though.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's the system.
It's built for that.
If you can only get to the top as a person of color or a woman or someone who is queer, bisexual, etc.
By, like, selling your soul?
By selling your soul or not caring for the same people who got you to that position by voting for you, then it's not a good system. It's a system that you should be able to say, I'm going to do this, you get there, you do it, and then you get out.
Yeah.
But you can't. You literally have to... I'm going to do this. Lie to them till you get there and then help people who only got you up there through other schemes and lies.
Yeah, so...
It's a corrupt system that shouldn't be there. And if we didn't have this corrupt system that only files out all the good people and leaves those sellouts and the rest, then we could have... There's a lot of problems that could be solved. A lot of laws that could have been passed to help a lot of people who need help.
Always.
It's really sad, but it's true. This is Lizard and Nemo. They are Nemo.
Sorry to make it sad.
Wow.
I didn't think it was sad and depressing.
No, that was great. Who produced these kids?
Oh, that was me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. They're so smart, aren't they?
Yes, yes. It gives me goosebumps thinking about youth doing programming with KPPPFM.
I know. But what they said was so true.
Yeah.
And I think it's a message. I think that one of these is a teen and that the other of these children is in college is very telling of, you know, these are both kids that are under the age of 24.
Yeah.
And they're the voice of people of color saying that what they are getting from their democracy, from their republic, is not adequate.
Yes.
And it's not addressing the needs of the demographic, the largest growing population demographic in this country.
Exactly.
Latinos. Mexicans.
Yes.
We can say that word.
We can say Mexicans. Definitely with pride, yes.
Yes, we can say Mexican. I love, and you know what I love the best? Because, you know, talking about what an angry, evil, maniacal, bloviating, lying and hateful man Trump is, and all of the things that he is hoping to direct at Mexicans, especially specifically in this country, and at Latino people as collateral damage, is really hate mongering. It is putting our lives and our futures at risk at a time when Black lives are already being lost at an incredible rate, where Native lives are already being targeted at an incredible rate, and Native people are always seen as Latinos as well. These are things that he will face some kind of punishment for.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that we will be able to see, because people like this kind of get away with whatever. But maybe in the hereafter, and who knows, maybe in this lifetime. What I think of his candidacy is that it's a joke. And I think that it was very refreshing what the kids were saying on Yay and Nay about what their hope is,
yes,
what the dream is. What do they still hope for as children? And what are they looking for in democracy? What do they think of the current political scene and politicians?
Yeah.
And I hope that adults out there and those who are seeking the votes of these children, this constituency, were listening.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to, you're going to take us out with a good song?
Yeah. In fact, we were talking about songs for this show. And, you know, I was thinking
Trump's
about
candidacy
Trump's
too.
Candidacy, you know, and then thought about Neil Young, you know, not wanting him to use his song. Mm-hmm. And then there, I found this website called radio.com. And there's an article by Brian Ives who says 10 songs Donald Trump can use for his presidential campaign instead of Neil Young. So I was looking through those, and it was songs like Trace Adkins, Rough and Ready, Kiss, Shout It Out Loud, you know?
yeah, that one would be good.
DJ Snake, Lil Jon, Turn Down for What?
Oh, God.
And then TLC, No Scrubs.
No Scrubs.
Cyndi Lauper, Money Changes Everything.
Oh, that one would be good.
Poison, I Want Action. Sugar Ray, Fly. You know, and you know the one I chose,
that's a good one,
was Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, because I think Trump is coming straight out of hell. You're listening to KPPPLPFM.
Thank you for listening.
Not together when it's away and who will both be so alone. gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. Oh, when the night is over, like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone, gone, gone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. Oh, when the day is done and the sun goes down and the moon is shining through, then I'll have a sinner before the gates of heaven. I'll come crawling on back to you. And like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
Bottom of the pit.